Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Julie Jepkes, and of course she's in charge of the children's program at the Atlantic Public Library. Good morning to you, Julie.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, I'm hoping that everybody with kids and everybody who maybe doesn't have kids has May 10th on their calendar.
Yes, because May 10th is our one-stop registration at Washington School from 5 to 7.
And we, before we started doing this, we were talking about, you know, this used to be mainly a kids thing.
Yes, before it was just mainly talking about what there was available for kids during the summer. It's kind of evolved now to we have a couple different tables going to be set up for one. Friends of the Library will be there trying to recruit adults that would like to be in that group. We'll also have Parks and Rec and the YMCA, and I know they have adult programming there, so, you know, that's a good time to talk to them about that and see what they're offering this summer.
And of course, I have to say, Produce in the Park is going to be there just to remind folks, and also handing out $1 off coupons, because it's to me grown, Julie, to be kind of a community thing. What's going on all summer in your community? And I hear people say, oh, there's nothing to do. Well, if they come to this, they'll find out that's wrong.
Well, that's right, because we have a flyer that is front and back with tons of stuff for them to do. And I'll just take a little bit of time to just tell you a little bit about what's going on. We will have the, like I said, the YMCA there will be talking about their swimming programs and their TLC program and all that type of thing. Parks and Rec will be there with summer tennis. And the summer wires for the YMCA. We also have the Cass County Extension Office and the Conservation will be there talking about the camps that they offer for all ages this summer. They're having a babysitting program for some of the older kids. YMCA T-ball. Like I said, the Friends of the Atlantic Public Library will be there. And the summer play, the Prairie Fire Children's Theater, will be coming again this year, and that's always a popular thing. They're going to be doing Beauty and the Beast, and they can pick up information about that. Summer swim team, the Switter Bus will be there because, you know, we need to, some if parents work or just aren't able to get their kids to these events, they're there to help you figure out how to get them there. And then we also have three churches that will be there talking about their
Vacation
Bible School.
You know, they keep saying VBS, and I have to stop and think, oh, yeah, VBS, that's Vacation Bible School. I went to Vacation Bible School. Did you, Julie?
Oh, yes, I loved it. It was always right after school was out. And you know, when my kids were little, they always went to VBS at our church, but then they always had friends in other churches, so they went to those VBSs too. So I don't think churches really mind.
Oh, no, I'm sure they're happy to greet these other kids. And as you know, kind of went through this, I want to go back to like the why. They may not be there specifically to talk about adult programs, but if you have a question about what else is going on there, and just talk to Seth Stasholm about Parks and Rec, and they've got some new adult things going on. You know, there is just so much. And so this is a good time. Now, we said it's Tuesday, May 10th, but we didn't talk about time and place.
Okay, so it's at Washington School Gym, and you can park in the parking lot near the tennis courts. And that door will be open next to the, going right into the gym. And it'll be from 5 until 7 o'clock on Tuesday.
So I think if you're a parent who knows that your kid wants to play tennis, man, you can just zero right in and get that work done. Get the registration done.
Yes, that's right. And usually they have the rackets there and the tennis balls and everything for you to get at that time if you need them. Same with the swim team. In the past, they've had the swimsuits and so forth, but they haven't always, but at least you can get it ordered with the size that you need and so forth. And I failed to mention when I was going through everything that the public library will be there too, talking about about their summer reading program, and this is something new this year. We are doing our reading program for birth through adult. So it's just a program to keep everybody reading, and they can have books from home or they can have books from the library, because we have a lot of books. And I'll just let you know how many books we have, because I just am reporting this to all my tours that have been coming through the library. There's 32,729 books to choose from, so you should be able to find one.
And if you couldn't find one out of 32,000 plus, there's still Kindle and all those kinds of things where you can read a book.
That's right. We have right on our website, you can download free ebooks down onto your Kindle or iPad. And there's even Tumble Books on our website. And there's other sites online that kids and elementary age kids can go in and read books right on the computer, and they can bookmark their spot, go back to it another time. So there's lots of choices.
Okay. You know, some of us really prefer having a book in our hands, but I think for some kids, they're so into the computers, it's nice to know there's more than games. There's still reading on the computer, so that's a great opportunity. So again, Jude, I think this is just a pretty exciting way for people to find out what's going on in the community instead of saying, I don't know, I'm so bored. Man, look at all the opportunities.
And just so all of you parents know that the kids have received these flyers at school. We just took them over to Washington School yesterday, but all the other schools through eighth grade and preschools received them last week. So if they did not come home with them, or if you haven't checked their backpack lately, be sure to check for that, because there is a flyer in there about that.
So parents and grandparents and anybody else. Now, are kids encouraged to come or not?
Oh, sure. I mean, there's nothing set up for them to play with, or there's no programs or anything, but certainly lots of parents bring their kids and, you know, have them look and see, because some of the tables have displays up of what they're going to be doing, so they can take a look at that and see. Like, we will have a display up of the reading logs, and some of the we'll have our calendars there with activities that they can also attend at the public libraries, as well as, you know, the Y, and everybody else will have that information. So
Julie, you mentioned that you've been having some tours of the library. That's why you know how many books there are. Who's touring? How does that work?
Well, usually in the month of May, we have the preschoolers come down. So we just finished up having four classes of Jack and Jill preschool came down this week. Next week, we have Little Lambs and Becky Osborne's preschool classes. And today, we start off with our first grade classes. That's their, you know, the Washington School, each grade takes a field trip in May before school gets out. And some of them go to the zoo, some of them go to the art museum and that type of thing. And first graders get to come to the library. And I just think that's so cool, because, you know, they're excited about that, and that's neat. So,
and get acquainted with the library. I see kids come in, and you know, they know where to go in the library. They kind of know how to pick out books, and that's great to have that comfort level.
Right. You know, the school library and the public library are really good about working together, especially Washington and Schuller Library. I work more with them, and you know, we have the same deal, like shelf markers. Those are markers that we have people come in and pick up, so they can keep our books on the shelf in order. You know, they're not always in order, but you know, I tell the kids every book has an address, just like they have a home address, and every book has a certain spot on a shelf where it needs to try and stay. And so they use these shelf markers here, and they use the shelf markers at the school. So it's something familiar to them that they know how to do.
Right, great cooperation. So, Julie, remind us again when this one-stop registration, when and where.
Okay, one-stop registration is Tuesday, May 10th from 5 to 7 at the Washington School Gym.
Okay, thank you very much, Julie Jepkes, who's a children's librarian for the Atlantic Public Library. And check with your other libraries wherever you are to see what's going on, too. And until next time, find out what's going on in your community.